Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, March 7th. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll begin with the Green Bay Phoenix women's basketball team, which defeated Oakland University 67-52 Thursday night at the Kress Event Center to wrap up at least a share of their 16th consecutive Horizon League championship. That is the longest active streak in the nation. Head coach Kevin Borseth says my ladies earned it.
I think the kids play with a lot of passion. You know, and they play with a lot tonight, and they needed to because Oakland's a good squad.
Brianna Ranger with 19 points leading the way. She says it took everyone pulling in the same direction.
It was a team win. I mean, everybody contributed. Everybody stepped up, and we came together as a team, and now we're in this position.
Freshman Tisha Buck also scoring 19 points in the victory, but this was supposed to be a rebuilding year. With four new starters on the roster, a big group of freshmen, but Buck says, hey, the beat goes on with this class.
I think I speak for the freshmen that are here right now when I say, you know, we came to this program for exactly that reason. You know, it's a winning program, and obviously we don't want it to anything to fall on our watch, so you just, you know, you got to come in and work hard and just play basketball.
They played pretty well. 19-8, now 12-3 in the Horizon. They'll host Detroit in the regular season finale on Saturday and then be back home to once again host the Horizon League Women's Tournament. The Wisconsin Badgers had a short stay in the Big Ten Women's Tournament as they fall to Minnesota 74-68 in overtime. Wisconsin finishes 10-19 on the season. The Horizon League Men's Tournament brings the game to the Rest Center on Friday night for quarterfinal action. It will be Oakland University against Wright State in the opener at 6, followed by Milwaukee against defending champion Valparaiso at 8:30. The winner of the Crusaders-Panthers matchup will take on the top-seeded Green Bay Phoenix, who earned a bye into the semifinals on Saturday night. If Green Bay wins, the Horizon League championship game will be played Tuesday night at the Resch. The NCAA Division III National Tournament begins play on Friday. 9 Wisconsin teams are in the men's and women's field, including both the St. Norbert men and women. The Green Knight guys take on Ohio Wesleyan in Bloomington, Illinois, while the women take on Carthage in Kenosha. Action last night had number 6 Villanova beat Xavier 77-70. The Wildcats clinched the Big East regular season championship. Number 15 Cincinnati over number 20 Memphis 97-84. 22nd ranked Michigan State beat number 25 Iowa in the Big Ten 86-76. 3 games in the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs beat the Miami Heat, rematch of last year's finals, 111-87. Tim Duncan scored 23. Spurs built a 15-point lead in the first quarter. Tony Parker added 17, and Duncan felt he was the key.
Tony's our setup guy. He runs our team. He sets our pace. He sets our rhythm. And he played the right way tonight. He didn't score as much as he usually does, but he did the exact job we needed him to do.
LeBron James struggled with 16 points, just 6 of 18 shooting. He says he wasn't going to blame the mask he's been wearing to protect a broken nose. It was those short sleeve T-shirt jerseys.
You know, I got to figure something out next time. I got to wear a short sleeve jersey. Every time I shoot a pull, it feels like it's another just pulling every time I shoot, you know, right up underneath my arm. I already don't have much room for error on my jump shot anyway.
Heat have lost back-to-back games. The Phoenix Suns over the Oklahoma City Thunder, 128-122. Gerald Green, 41 points. He scored 25 in the third quarter alone.
You know, it's a great win for us. This is I got to think, the number one team in the West. That and San Antonio, one of the two. We need this win. It's a much-needed win.
And at the Staples Center, the L.A. Clippers whipped the L.A. Lakers, 142-94. 4 players at double figures for the Clippers. The 48-point loss, the worst in Laker franchise history. Head coach Mike D'Antoni.
There's nobody happy over there, and everybody knows we're embarrassed, and everybody knows that this league does not really care that we're embarrassed. The next guys will come in and try to do the same thing, we've got to find a way to regroup.
Milwaukee Bucks are back in action. They'll be in New Orleans to take on the Pelicans on Friday night. To the National Hockey League, where it was the Boston Bruins beating the Washington Capitals 3-0. Tuukka Rask with 16 saves. Patrice Bergeron with a couple of assists. Felt it was a solid effort.
We played for the full 60, and we played to our system. Our back pressure was great, and we didn't give him too many outman rushes, and we played well and we played tight and we respected our system. And that when we do that, good things happen.
The LA Kings defeated the Winnipeg Jets 3-1. The Buffalo Sabres over the slumping Tampa Bay Lightning 3-1. Colorado over Detroit 3-2 in overtime. Andre Benoit with the game-winning goal.
Yeah, it was a great pass by Nate McKinnon back there, and just got a good shot off, and it was a good feeling to end it that way.
Not so much fun for the Red Wings at Joe Louis Arena, although they did retire. Number 5, worn by the great defenseman Nicklas Lidström in a ceremony on Thursday night. Blackhawks routed Columbus 6-1. St. Louis over Nashville 2-1. Dallas, a 6-3 winner over Vancouver. It was Phoenix 5, Montreal 2. Edmonton defeated the New York Islanders 3-2 in overtime. Taylor Hall with the game winner. Joe Pavelski with 3 assists, leading San Jose past Pittsburgh by a score of 5-3. In college hockey, the top-ranked St. Norbert Green Knights will host the College of St. Scholastica for the NCHA Championship game Saturday night at the Cornerstone Community Center. St. Norbert has won 4 straight conference tournament titles, 9 of the last 11, but this is a brand new conference with St. Scholastica. Head coach Tim Coughlin says, considering the stakes and the atmosphere, it should be off the charts.
Our senior class already have 2 national championship rings, and they got left at home last year. And so, you know, I think that's been sort of the thread that's run through the locker room this entire season, is we have a lot of guys who have won a lot of games, and they know how to play at this time of the year. And, you know, this game is no different. It's a big game. There's very few opportunities in your career ever do you get to play one single game for one championship. And we're in that position now. We've got the game at home. You know, I expect our senior leadership will shine.
It will face off Saturday night at 7 at the Cornerstone Community Center. The St. Norbert women's hockey team in the NCHA semifinals against St. Scholastica on Friday. Green Bay Gamblers are home to Fargo for a pair of games Friday and Saturday night, but they'll be moved to the Brown County Veterans Memorial Arena for 7:05 faceoffs because of the Horizon League men's tournament. In baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers get another Cactus League win. They beat the Colorado Rockies by a score of 5-3. Rockies commit 4 errors in the 8th, but young shortstop Elian Herrera hitting a home run. He's had an impressive camp for the Brewers, who will take on San Diego on Friday. High school sports. The state boys hockey tournament facing off at the Alliant Energy Center. Quarterfinal play at top-ranked Notre Dame beat Eau Claire Memorial, the defending champion, 7-0. Out shooting the Old Apes 31-14. Sam McCormick, Colin Appleton, each with a pair of goals for the Tritons, who improved to 27-1. They'll reach the semifinals for the 5th year in a row. 2012 state champs will get Verona for the 3rd straight year in the semifinals. A 3-0 winner over Superior. University School beat Wausau West 2-1 in overtime. Onalaska also advancing 4-3 over Kettle Moraine. Girls semifinals begin on Friday. The Green Bay Area Ice Bears taking on the Central Wisconsin squad at noon. Team wrestling tournament underway on Friday night at the University of Wisconsin. Bayport Kaukauna in action in Division 1 for quarterfinals and semifinals on Friday night. On Saturday, Division 3 semifinals will feature Random Lake against Coleman. And the Boys State High School basketball tournament moves to the sectional championships on Saturday. One more win for a trip to the Kohl Center in Division 1. Kimberly defeated Bayport 46-41. Papermakers will next get 2-time defending champion Germantown, a 63-51 winner over Milwaukee Hamilton. Also in Division 1, the top-ranked team in the state, undefeated Brookfield Central, falls in overtime to Milwaukee King, 77-74. In Division 2, West De Pere beaten by Seymour twice in the regular season. The Bay Conference champion Thunder, though, without one of their top players at full strength in Dakota Oski, and the Phantoms get over. Chandler, Diekfoss, Cody Schwartz each with 19. Fifth-ranked Phantoms win 60-50. They'll get Port Washington in the Division 2 final. Port Washington knocked out Plymouth 66-54. In Division 3, Little Chute beat Tomahawk 58-44. They'll play Manitowoc Roncalli, a 54-37 winner over Valders for a trip to state. In another bracket, Ripon beat Oostburg 45-38 in overtime. Tyler Chaluka hit a 3 at the buzzer for Oostburg to force OT, but Ripon advances. In Division 4, Brilliant, a winner over Shayokton, 52-31. They'll face Auburndale in the sectional final. In Division 5, it was top-ranked NEW Lutheran over Wausaukee, 63-58. 23rd straight win for the Blazers. They'll get Newman Catholic for the Division 5 sectional final. Sheboygan Lutheran also into a Division 5 sectional championship game. Crusaders beat Milwaukee Academy of Science, 68-53, behind 32 points from Tyler Zastro. They'll get Central Wisconsin Christian for that sectional championship on Saturday. The Boys State Tournament tips off next Thursday at the Kohl Center. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.